Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip, Friday the 28th of May. There's no football. Don't know what to do. There's no three games in Ireland. What a load of old rubbish. I've quite enjoyed it, actually. I've been in meetings all day. Sorting out next year. And sorting out some new bits that we're looking at. And, all coming on. And those in the Telegram group, you saw a nice little couple of screenshots, a couple of previews, little sneaky, tantalising ones I posted yesterday. Hopefully by this time next week, I'll have all the ultimate databases done. And we'll be good to do a bit of testing. And all on course for June. Getting lots of questions about the summer stuff, and that again will be probably the week after next, probably the week of June the 8th that will start. I just got this flipping Tanzania thing business going on next week, and obviously trying to get the good lady out there. I just want to deal with that and get that done, and I'm out a couple of days next week. So June the 8th onwards, if you've registered, it'll be that week that I will start to send emails and give you a bit of direction with where that is going. Also getting asked about the Euros. Looking from a window above. I don't know why I burst into that then. A little back, but I think that could be me, a bit of a cappella. I think that could be the way forward for me. I might knock up some a cappella songs through the summer. I'm all over it. What was I talking about? Where did I just burst into that from all of a sudden? I've got it in my head now. It's like a story of love. Can you hear me? Came home only yesterday. Right, what was I talking about? Euros. I'm being asked about the Euros. I can tell you now, I have zero interest in the Euros. I have not even looked at them. I couldn't tell you what date it started. I couldn't tell you other than Scotland or England are playing. But for the World Cup a couple of years back, I did some PDFs with some trades and things. I will either do PDFs or I will do a podcast covering the Euros. Certainly, you know, through the group stages, there'll be some value in some games and into the knockouts. I don't even know the format of it. I genuinely don't. Got no interest in that fraud Southgate and who we're playing. I'm not even going to watch it for the first time. Got no interest until he is gone. I've got to be a man of principles. I'm not interested, and England will not be. I mean, the fact they're favourites is nonsense. They will get beat the minute they meet a decent team, you mark my words. And then Southgate that hits the sack and Spurs are pointing. Poch ain't coming back. I've worked that one out as well. The season ticket deadline for Tottenham is the 3rd of June, which is next Tuesday or Wednesday. And Levy has leaked these rumours himself. He's put it in, I'm looking at bringing Poch back, because obviously the renewals are down because the club's a shit fest. He's leaked the Poch news. All the mugs have run back, given him their money because they think their messiah, their ill-fated, fraudy messiah is coming back. He's going to take all that money in, and then the season ticket deadline will close and he's had all their cash, and then he'll announce Potter or Parker on Thursday or Friday next week. There you go, that's how that plays out. So, Spurs fans, Poch isn't coming back. I've had a think about it. Why would he? Nonsense. Same old players, same old shit, not happening. There you go. It's a big ruse. It's a big Tottenham scam. They're at it again. Levy's a master of it. I've been very disjointed today, and let's see. I haven't got a football structure. Should be talking to my old mate Kevin Kelly, putting up Palace against Liverpool. Absolute disaster he was last week. Worrying about West Ham was nailed on. I did get Chelsea wrong last week, but everything else was good. I'm looking forward to doing them next season with different people. Going to take that format forward, do a Friday one, try and do different FTS members. So if anybody's interested in that, let me know through the summer. So just to clarify, Ultimate Databases, I'm on it, leaked a couple of pictures. I'm hoping to have that done over the next 10 days. And the week of the 8th, the summer school, and I'll have all the details for that. We're going to have book reviews, we're going to have singing, we're going to have recipes. I'm going to start going through some data again, it might not be next week, but the week after, on this past season, areas to look at. Have a look at, publish the sheets with the goals and the 1x2 percentages, so we'll have stuff there to talk about and explain, and just hopefully get as many people as possible into a good place, ready for, I think the Belgian league starts at the end of July. So I'm not going anywhere, so I'm going to sit and sort of put my time into that over the next month or so. So that's it. It's all a bit of waffle today, isn't it? All a bit waffly. Looking in a window above. I don't even know the words. Looking from a window above. I don't even know the words. Learn the words if you're going to do it, Ian. But I think that's me. A bit of a cappella. Clooney-like acting. A cappella singing. I'm all over it. And anybody watch the... I had a Zoom last night and I come out and Sam had the Friends reunion on. I think like most people who grew up in my sort of era, I quite enjoyed Friends. I thought some of it was quite amusing. But seeing them last night, they were sat on some couch somewhere. There's a bit of plastic there, isn't there? There's a bit of plastic. I don't get the business with plastic surgery. I'll just tell you this quickly. I went to Southern California, Palm Springs, and there's a bar there called The Nest, a piano bar. And everybody is basically made of plastic. It's quite a nice restaurant, and they've got like a piano bar. It's all like they've been stuck in a wind tunnel. Their faces are pulled right back, stretched to the max, men and women. And you can't tell what age anybody is. They're all exactly the same. But not one of them. It just looks horrific. And I can't believe, I think Courtney Cox last night just didn't, it looked horrific compared to, and obviously we all get older. I mean, I'm lucky I've still maintained my devilish good looks. But I just talk shit tonight. But Courtney Cox... Courtney Cox, what was I saying? Courtney Cox last night, I walked in the room and Sam had it on. I went, Jesus Christ, look at the state of that. I can't believe, like, Joan Rivers, I think, would be the sort of your marquee guide. Look at that and go, that fucking doesn't turn out well. Why have it done? I just don't get it. It looks horrific. The ones who age gracefully always look better than these people who are trying to have all this stuff done. Apologies if anyone on FTS is injecting Botox into themselves. I think Kevin Kelly has a bit of that. I think he does a bit of Botox around the lips. Right, I'm just talking shit. Right, I'm out of here. I'm going to have a look at, I think there's some MLS in that. I'll have a look at that football tomorrow. There's nothing for Ireland. If there is anything, I will give it to you. And then we'll get into a bit of politics as well. I know you've all missed that, haven't you? You've all missed that. All of a sudden, it is amazing, isn't it? I'm going. I promise you I'm going. But Dominic Cummings, I ranted on last when he went and did that absolute farcical nonsense he did in the Downing Street garden, how he was ever allowed to do it. And I said then, he's just talking bullshit, liar. And now all of a sudden, you know, he's... I love people who attack Boris Johnson because I can't bear him, as you know. But you can't believe a word Cummings says, can you? All of a sudden, people are holding him up as a bastion of the truth. They're all bent coppers, bent politicians. I'm out of here. Right, have a lovely little Friday night. Enjoy yourselves, and I'll be back with you tomorrow morning.